In June, renovation work is expected to start at the five largest Ann Arbor Housing Commission properties. These will be the first of the Commission's properties to transition from traditional public housing to a voucher-based program. This phase includes 251 units at Miller Manor, Baker, Hakone, Green Baxter, and Maple Meadows. In 2015, the goal is to level and replace the North Maple Estates project. Housing Commission Executive Director Jennifer Hall took me on a tour of a North Maple Estates unit being prepped for a new tenant.
If it hadn't been painted, it was pretty disgusting before this. How's the kitchen?
According to Hall, the development has site issues causing flooding problems in nearly all of the buildings. She says the buildings themselves also have plenty of issues, including problems with plumbing, drafty windows, and other issues that make demolition a better option than rehab. Hall says all of the Housing Commission's properties need some work.
Almost all of our properties were built in the late 60s, early 70s. We have few that are older, and on this particular site, we actually have, I'll show you, we have two duplexes that were built in 1998. That was the last time we built anything new on any of our properties.
Cheryl Jones has lived in North Maple Estates for 2 years. Jones is thankful to have the housing and enjoys it, but her heating bills are quite expensive. She's also dealt with a variety of repair issues.
I just had a problem with the stairs caving in and then toilets being loose. And then my garbage disposal has a leak in it.
Hall says if the demo plan does go forward, residents like Jones will receive Section 8 vouchers, assistance in finding another place to live, and get their moving costs covered. These residents will also get first choice of returning to the new development when it's completed. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.